I'm Judy Moore, and I'm a paediatric dietitian and member of the Infant and Toddler Forum, and I helped develop the portion sizes, which I was using today in a workshop on menu planning. So the first thing we did in the workshop was to talk about the principles of healthy eating and agree those, and then I got the delegates to plan a menu using the portion sizes which we've developed. The development of the portion sizes has been quite a big project. We had to weigh out all the foods and measure them. And for the measure, we used what is a standard measure in the UK, perhaps the only standard measure, and it's a 15ml tablespoon. So care has to be taken using these portion sizes that they're interpreted with this standard 15ml measure, because a lot of people have different ideas of what a tablespoon might be. Particularly a chef might use a huge serving spoon and think that was a tablespoon. So the portion sizes were developed to address two problems. One, for the rising rates of obesity, a lot of toddlers overeat and they're given very large portions of food, and a lot of parents encourage them to eat everything on their plate or eat up, which is actually not helping them if they are already overweight or if they've got a tendency to become overweight and obese. So in that respect, it's to reassure parents that there are limits to the sort of the amounts of food that toddlers can eat, particularly the foods that are very energy dense. So for instance, crisps, sweets, chocolates, they don't have to be cut out altogether, but they do need to be limited. The second reason that we developed the portion sizes was with the parents in mind of those who are very fussy, fatty toddlers. And for those parents, they often think they're not eating enough and they worry unduly about the amount of nutrition they're getting and whether they'll grow and remain healthy. And so the portion sizes can be used in that way to reassure the parents that even though these toddlers might be eating quite a small amount, that is actually enough for them. So the portion sizes actually have a range. There's an upper and a limit range for every single food. So parents who need to limit the amount of food they're eating can use the upper end of the range, and parents who are worrying about their children not eating enough can look and see if they are actually eating enough of the food in terms of the smallest end of the range.